So I figured this week, we're not going to have shiur next week, because davening will be longer. So I figured we'd discuss inyanei Chanukah related to Shabbos, as we're doing Hilchos Shabbos. So I figured we'd go in order, starting from Erev Shabbos. The first issue that comes up on Erev Shabbos is when you should daven mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah, in on the side of the page that has the Tafresh Ayin Tess and Tafresh Pei on it. So the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Tafresh Ayin Tess, so in the second column, right before the Aleph, for the end of Tafresh Ayin Tess, the Mishnah Berurah says, "B'kasul achronim, the nachon lechatchila sheyispalel mincha tchila v'achakach yadla." The best thing to do, achronim say, is you're supposed to daven mincha first and then light neros Chanukah. And the Shaar Tzion brings the reason. In Zion, the Shaar Tzion says, "De'ilav hachi nereksas ketarti desasri." It looks like a bit of a contradiction. Because if you're lighting already when it's still daytime, you must be relying on the leniency that says that from plag mincha and on, you're already able to make it night. So how could you daven mincha if you're already saying that it's nighttime by davening, by lighting Neros Chanukah? So that's quoted from the Prima Gadim, Besov Simen Tafresh Ayin Aleph. So the Shaar Tzion says the source for the Mishnah Berurah statement that you should daven mincha first is based on this concept of a tarta d'sasri. It looks a bit odd if you're going to be lighting Hanukkah candles, which you know has to be done at night, so you're lying, assuming that it's nightfall, and then you're going to daven mincha, but then you say it's already night. It doesn't make sense, so it's a tarta d'sasri. The Shaar Tshuva brings a different reason. The Shaar Tshuva on top brings a different reason. The Shaar Tshuva says that the reason is because it's towards the fifth line of the Shaar Tshuva, the end of the line. V'ayin bebirkei Yosef shekasa b'shem Maharash Abua b'tshuva k'sav yad yesh lizar l'spalo mincha b'erev Shabbos shel Chanukah v'achar kach l'halag neiros Chanukah ki tfilas mincha neged tamid shel bein arbayim. The mincha is paralleled after the karban tamid bein arbayim. V'ner Chanukah zecher l'neis hanasa b'neiros ha-menorah. And their Chanukah is paralleled after the menorah. And the lighting of the menorah would occur after the Tamas Shabbein Arbaim. So first comes the Tamas Shabbein Arbaim, then comes the menorah. So two, first comes mincha, and then comes the lighting of the menorah. So we really have two different reasons why we should be davening mincha first. It's double-sided. There are two reasons why we should be davening mincha first and then lighting Neros Chanukah. One is because it's a tarti desasri. That's what the Shaar Tzion brings from the Prima Gadim. And the other is more of a remez, that since mincha is paralleled after the karban tamid, and the lighting of the Neros Chanukah is paralleled after menorah, so mincha comes first, and then the menorah, just like Tamash Rabbein Arbaim came first, and then the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So two different reasons why this would be the case. Based on those two reasons, so we should really try and have an early mincha. And most people say, though, that even though this is true, that you should have an early mincha, and some communities it's impossible to do that. In Eretz Yisrael it's probably easier, but in America where people work full days and Chanukah always falls out around the earliest Shabbos of the year, so you end up having Shabbos starting at 4 o'clock to make an early mincha at 3 o'clock. People could barely make it to the 4 o'clock mincha. Forget about the 3 o'clock mincha, so it's hard to do. So what should you do if you can't really make that early mincha, or you can't get it, and you're in a community which can't get the early mincha? So most poskim seem to say that you should just daven later. Rav Shechter, when I asked him, said, you know, you should daven b'tzibur. Rav Yashiv says you should daven b'tzibur. Piskei Tshuva says that Rov Olam isn't machbid on it. The Shlach says you could daven mincha afterwards. It seems clear from the halachas that are brought in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Mishnah Berurah brings that if you're stuck, the Mishnah Berurah brings, the halacha is that in shul, you should light the menorah first and then daven mincha. Because we daven mincha so late, that if you light the menorah after mincha in shul, you might end up being machal Shabbos. So therefore you should light the menorah first and then daven mincha. So clearly they were davening mincha later. Not everyone was machbid on this. So again, it seems clear that if you miss the mincha, you can't daven at the early mincha, so then you should daven at the later mincha. However, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says that you should actually daven b'yichidus if you can't daven at the early mincha. So because of this chumra of the Mishnah Berurah bringing the Prima Gadim, he says you should daven b'yichidus. quotes the Chavos Yair, who says, Yichidei skula mispalim mincha bebateihem, v'achar kach madlikin b'hochen l'beis hakneses. Sounds like bebateihem, they're probably not getting a minyan together in their home. They would daven mincha b'yichides, yichidei skula, could decide if you're, you know, yichidei skula or not. But you would daven mincha at home, and then go to shul. Moshe Shurbach also says, you should daven b'yichidus. You missed that early mincha. So it probably, how extreme you take this, I assume, depends on which reason you go with. Two of the poskim that I asked about this, when I asked them about this minhag, they're like, yeah, it's only a remez of parallel to the menorah, and it's a chassidisha minhag. Rav Shechter said that his father used to daven b'yichidus. I guess in, you know, in Pennsylvania where he grew up, it was probably hard to get an early minyan with the people there. So he said his father used to daven a mincha b'yichidus because he had more of a chassidisha minhagim. But if you don't have chassidisha minhagim, so you don't have to be makbid on this remez of first comes the Tamash Rabbein Arbaim, and then comes the menorah, so too first comes mincha, and then comes the lighting of the Neres Chanukah. But if you go with this Tarte Desasri, so if you really hold it's a Tarte Desasri, so then you should hold it's a Tarte Desasri, and you can't be makel on it. So I assume that's the direction that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is coming from, and Rav Moshe Sternbach, that they're both coming from this Tarte Desasri issue. I'm not sure how the Tarte Desasri issue works, because most people, after they light Hanukkah candles, if they're going to shul, I mean, not most here, but in America, a lot of people would daven, would drive to shul after they light Hanukkah candles to go to shul. So if you're going to say you have to daven mincha first, because when you light Hanukkah candles, you're saying it's night, well, if you're saying it's night, then shouldn't Shabbos start now also? I don't know for what in Yonah we say it's a Tarte Desasri. Maybe that's just so bolate that you're saying it's night by lighting Chanukah candles, and then you're davening mincha, which should have been for the day before, that doesn't make sense. But to get in a car when you weren't Makabel Shabbos yet, so that would be okay. It's unclear how far we take this Tarte Desasri, but either way, it seems that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky or Moshe Sternbach take this Tarte Desasri pretty seriously. Rav Yashiv goes with the Tarte Desasri, but he just looks at the Sharetzion himself in Zion, when the Sharetzion brings his Prima Gadim, he then adds, in the parentheses, in the brackets, this is only if you can. If you can get an early minyan, so then you should daven an early minyan. Either way, it seems like the Mishnah Berurah himself, who brings his Prima Gadim, says that you really don't need to be so makbid on it. If you could get an early minyan, so get an early minyan. If you're able to get home from work early, so get home from work early. But if you're stuck and you miss the minyan to say that you should daven b'yichidus, so Rav Yashiv learns from this Sharetzion that there's really no reason to. But again, there definitely are poskim that go both ways. So obviously we should try our best to make it to an early minyan next Friday. But if we can't, I would assume that unless you're Talmidim of Rav Moshe Sternbach or Shmuel Kamenetsky, you're more likely to go with the Rav poskim that say that you would end up davening b'tzibur anyway. So that's in terms of when to daven mincha. The next discussion is, yeah?
According to those people who really care about davening mincha, really,
yeah.
So they don't do anything for Shabbos anymore?
So that's why I was there, that's why I was saying, I assume that when you say the Tarte Desasri, that maybe something that is clearly a daytime, at mincha is clearly a daytime issue. Meaning it's not that you've said it's Shabbos already, it's that you've said it's night already. So since you've said it's night already in terms of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah, so it wouldn't make sense to daven mincha, which is a daytime thing. But Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah and calling it night doesn't have anything to do with calling it Shabbos. That's what I would guess. So they would still do malacha, meaning their wife is going to go light Neiros Shabbos, as we're about to say now. So I don't think that they take it to that extreme because of that. If there was something else, let's say maybe, you know, it's impossible to have this, but I don't know, if there was another daytime mitzvah, I don't know, maybe they hadn't said, no, Kriya Shema you'd have to do in the morning. If there's another daytime mitzvah that they still hadn't done yet, maybe putting on tefillin a daytime mitzvah, you know, something that's a daytime mitzvah, maybe they would say you couldn't do once you would light Neiros Chanukah. But something that's more related to Kabbalah Shabbos, Bima Kabbalah Shabbos, they wouldn't.
It's weird that's more important than tefillin.
Yeah, yes. And that I assume that's what the other person, you know, when I asked Rav Miller, he was like blown away that I would have a Havamina to say that you should have a Bichidah. Okay. So the next question would be, which comes first? When you're in your house, so you're lighting Shabbos candles and Neiros Chanukah, so what's the order? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Rishayin Tes, on the side of the page, that's page 294, says, Be'erev Shabbos madlikin ner Chanukah tchila, ve'achar kach ner Shabbos. So first we light Neiros Chanukah, and then we light Neiros Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings And Sibkatan Aleph, Kedei Latzeis Das Hayesh Omrim, De Svirle, Di Yadlik Shal Shabbos Trila, Kable L'Shabbos. The reason that we light Neiros Chanukah first is in order to fulfill this opinion, which says that if you light Shabbos candles first, you've already accepted Shabbos. V'itzar alei malacha. And now you'd be prohibited from doing any malacha. So because this opinion exists, he's quoting a Taz, he's quoting a Baal Halachos Gedolos, that says that once you light Neiros Shabbos, you have now been Mekabel Shabbos upon yourself. So if you're Mekabel Shabbos upon yourself, you wouldn't be able to light Neiros Chanukah anymore. So that's why we say to light Neiros Shabbos first. Aval Rov Poskim Chokim Alzeh. Most Poskim disagree with this Baal Halachos Gedolos. Usvir Lei and Hold. Delo Talya Kabbalah Shabbos Bahadlakas Ner. That it's not, the accepting Shabbos is not dependent on lighting candles. You could light candles and not accept Shabbos yet. Ba'al Kainim, Hidlik Shal Shabbos, V'lo Kibel Shabbos V'machshavaso, Yachol Lahadlik Acharkach. So therefore, if you did light Shabbos candles first, you would be able to go light Neiros Shabbos. V'chol Zeh Be'ish Hamadlik, this is only true with a man. Aval Isha Hamadlekes, but a woman who lights Shabbos candles, Kaven Shah Minog Shemistama Mekabela Shabbos Bahadlakasa, since the Minog is that a woman does accept Shabbos when she lights Neiros Shabbos, in Kain Lo Tadlik Shub Shal Chanukah, so then she should no longer light Chanukah candles anymore. Ela Tomer La Acher La Hadlik, she should tell someone else to light, Vuhu Yavarech, Asher Gesham Son Sivana La Hadlik Bishvila, and he'll make the bracha for her instead. So again, the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch that we light Neiros Chanukah first, and then Neiros Shabbos. The reason behind it is, quoting the Taz, because we're choshish for the Shita, the Baal Halachos Gedolos, who says that when you light Shabbos candles, you are now Mekabel Shabbos. If you're Kabel Shabbos, so you can't light a fire anymore to light Neiros Chanukah. The Mishnah Berurah already points out that it's only this one Shita, and it's only Lechatchila. So B'dievet, if you messed up and you lit Shabbos candles first, you would still be able to light Neiros Chanukah. What do we do the rest of the year? This would seem to not be a Chanukah Shaila, this would seem to be a regular Shabbos Shaila. Do we accept Shabbos when we light candles or not? So in source number one on the sheet, we have the halachos in Hilchos Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Labal halachos gedolos." According to the Baal halachos gedolos, kevan shehidlik ner shel Shabbos chal alav Shabbos v'nesar b'malacha. Once you light ner Shabbos, now it is aser to do any malacha. Val pizeh noheges ksas nashim. That's why some women achar sheberchu v'hidliku haneros, after they light the candles, mashlichos la'aretz habsila shebiyado shehidliku ba. They don't blow out the candle, they just drop it. So we're not really noeg like that. We say that our women are Mekabel Shabbos after they make the bracha, after lighting the candles, so they would blow out the match. But this is what the Baal Halachos Gedolos said. V'yesh omrim, some say, that you can make a tnai when you light the candles, that you don't want to accept Shabbos yet. V'yesh omrim she'ein ha'mo'ala, some say it doesn't work. V'yesh chokim al Baal Halachos Gedolos, most disagree with this, and say that you're not mekabel Shabbos at candles, rather when you dava marir. So our minhag is women accept Shabbos when they light candles. Men obviously don't, because they go to daven mincha afterwards after their wives light candles. If they didn't daven mincha early, which might be a good idea to do anyway, but if you didn't daven mincha early, so then you're going to go after your wife light candles, so clearly you're not accepting. The question is, what if a woman wants to daven mincha? Can she daven mincha after she lights candles? Or once she lights candles, is she no longer able to? In this discussion, the Shemir Shabbos Kilchus discusses, can she light al tnai just in order to be able to daven mincha? Or would she have to daven tashlumen at that point? Separate discussion. But again, the whole reason we're lighting Neiros Chanukah first is because of this sheet of the Baal Halachos Gedolos, and we don't really paskin like him the rest of the year by men. So why all of a sudden we're being choshesh for him now? Chanukah is unclear. I guess it's just because, why not? Because we can. But again, we're not really knowing like this the rest of the year. Only for women we would be. So why then would we be concerned for men as well? Why would we say that men have to do this also? So the husband, generally, what the Binyan Shlomo says, that the husband is acting as a shaliach of the woman. If we look in Hilchos Chanukah, we see the reason that women don't light nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah says, is ishto kagufo, that the woman is being yotze with the man's lighting. So if the man is being motzi her, and she's not going to be able to light, she already lit Shabbos candles, so she lit Shabbos candles already, so it's Shabbos for her. And now he's going to light Neiros Chanukah for her? But she can't do it. And if we say that he's acting as her shaliach, so she should be able to do it. So that's why the Binyan Shlomo says that's why we would say that even though men really wouldn't have to be makbid for it, and men could light Shabbos candles first and then light their Neros Chanukah, since the man is being motzi the woman, it's better if they do the Neros Chanukah first. The Pri Yitzchak questions this Binyan Shlomo because Shulchan Aruch says that if you accept Shabbos, as we read, if she and the Mishnah Berurah says if she accidentally accepts Shabbos, she can have someone act as her shaliach to do it. So it's clearly not something that we're so concerned for.
That could be a good idea.
Right, exactly. So that's what Lamaisa, Rav Moshe says, that you know the woman should really wait until after her husband lights in order to light. It's not brought in Igros Moshe, it's brought this sefer that came out a couple years ago called Shmaisa de Moshe, where they collect all of Rav Moshe's stuff, Al Pi Seder Shulchan Aruch, so you don't have to go through all the tshuvos. So then at the end, they bring all the stuff that they have in Rav Moshe's name and other svarim. So this was something that they had in his name from another sefer, that he said that the woman should wait because of this. At lechatchila, it's better to do it. But again, most of the poskim write that if it's, you know, Shabbos Chanukah is the eighth day, and you're lighting a ton of candles, and it's not going to be enough time, and if she waits for her husband to finish lighting all the candles, it's going to be too late. She's not going to be able to light Shabbos candles anymore. So then they say, okay, let him light one candle, and then she should go light her Shabbos candles. We all know Arab Shabbos Chanukah gets a very rushed. But again, this is why we would say to do that. The men themselves are, even though for them it's really not a big deal to light Neros Shabbos first, because of the women, we try and have the men do Neros Chanukah first, and then their Shabbos. The Ben Ish Chai says it's al pisod, which I think we bring up every week for something, and then we don't really have an explanation, but that's what the Ben Ish Chai says, Neros Shabbos, Neros Chanukah comes first, al pisod, and the Radvaz says, to do Ner Chanukah first because of the Chavivas of Pirsumei Nisa. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he would light Shabbos candles after his wife passed away, he would light Shabbos candles himself. He would still light Chanukah candles first, even though he's not Makabel Shabbos then. He would still light the Chanukah candles first. And this is brought in the Aruch HaShulchan also in source number 2. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Haminak Pasha B'chotzus is Yisrael Lahadlik Ner Chanukah Kodem Ner Shal Shabbos Nashim Shalana Makabel Shabbos Vav Lakasan V'afilu Yish HaMadlik. Even for men, where even according to the Balalachas Gedolos, it will be okay for them to light Ner Shabbos first and then Chanukah candles. Still, we do Ner Chanukah first. If you did Ner Chanukah first, Ner Shabbos first, Yivarek Achar Kach Shal Chanukah, Im Lo Kibol Shabbos Adlaka. As long as you weren't Mekabel Shabbos, you could then still do the Ner Chanukah, the Kibol Shabbos, Elisha Sheglika, so then you would ask someone else to do it. So again, to summarize, we do the Ner Chanukah first and then Ner Shabbos, either because Chavivas of Pirsu Benisa or Al Pisod, or most likely because of the women who are not able to light Ner Chanukah once they light Ner Shabbos, because the minhag of women is to accept Shabbos when they light Chanukah candles. Some try to say that the woman, when she accepts Shabbos, it's accepting Shabbos on the whole house, and therefore the kids would then, you know, have to accept Shabbos also. But you can't say that that applies to the man if he's then going to go and daven mincha. It won't work. If a man is walking to shul and he forgets that he didn't daven mincha yet, and he accepts Shabbos upon himself, then it will be a question, should he be matir neder on the Kabbalah Shabbos that he did in order to allow himself to daven mincha? But it's a real thing that accepting Shabbos upon yourself is accepting Shabbos upon yourself, such that you can't do malacha or daytime actions anymore. So it's happened to me before. Since yeshiva, I always daven mincha earlier of Shabbos. And then when there was the once every so often that it wouldn't be able to, it's happened that I forgot. And on my way to shul, I was so used to accepting Shabbos on the way that I would forget. Hasn't happened in a while, so I can't tell you what I did when it happened. But that's how I know that it's a shaila of whether you should be matir neder or not, or daven tashlumin later on. I assume we would tell you to be matir neder. That's my guess. Okay, then the question is, what happens when we're lighting early on Erev Shabbos? So this is a bit more of a lumdus, but it has very practical applications to us. So the Rambam says that you can't light before Shkia in general. On a regular Chanukah day, you can't light before Shkia. Whereas the Rashba says that you can light early, and his proof is because look, Erev Shabbos we clearly light before Shkia. So according to the Rambam, why is Erev Shabbos different? So there's two approaches taken as to why Erev Shabbos is different. One approach is that of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen says that since you can't light after Shkia on Erev Shabbos, so then the nature of the mitzvah changes and you can fulfill the mitzvah before Shkia. So that, therefore, if it goes out, you wouldn't need to relight it. Meaning, if the reason that we're allowed to light on Erev Shabbos before Shkia is because we have no other choice, Yefshur being an Acher. So that's why we're allowed to do it. And this would have ramifications if you're getting on a plane, or you know you're going to be at a wedding, and you're not going to be able to light at the regular time. So then we would allow you to light before, because of that. Just like Erev Shabbos, we let you light because of a pressing situation, we let you light early. So to any situation where you find yourself, where you're stuck, and you're not going to be able to light at the ideal time, and you're nervous to wait till later, because let's say no one will be out in the streets anymore, so then you'd be allowed to light earlier. If your hands are tied, we let you do it earlier. But the Birkei Yosef has a different approach. He says that Chazal knew when they established Chanukah that Shabbos existed. And so therefore they knew that this was going to happen. So when they established the times for lighting Neiros Chanukah, they said every regular day Neiros Chanukah needs to be lit after Shkia. But Shabbos, we change the time. And if it's just Shabbos that we change the time, so you can't extrapolate to any time that your hands are tied. You're stuck? Too bad. You can't light before Shkia. That's not the time to light. Only on Erev Shabbos is that the time to light. So we paskin that in the case of need you would be able to. And that's why, again, with a wedding or something like that, some people would say it's better to light earlier as long as it's not before plag. But there's nafkaminas in terms of us for Erev Shabbos also. How long do the candles have to last when you light on Erev Shabbos? So if you say that we change the times of Hanukkah, of lighting Hanukkah candles, we move that up, so then the whole time that it has to last is a half hour. So then, if we move it up, it just has to last a half hour from when you light. So if you're lighting at 3:30, so it just has to last till 4. You're lighting at 4 o'clock, it has to last till 4:30. It doesn't have to last till a half hour after tzeis. But if we say that you're stuck, so we allow you to light it earlier, so then it should have the same rules as during the week. Just as during the week, the candles have to last a half hour after tzeis ha-kochavim. So to Erev Shabbos, it would have to last a half hour tzeis ha-kochavim. So nowadays, most of us use oil, and it's going to last anyway. But I remember as a kid, we used to use candles, and we'd always use little longer candles on Erev Shabbos in order to fulfill this. So clearly, we go with that second direction, that just in a case of need, we let you light earlier, so we're consistent. Just as in a case of need, we let you light earlier. So to Erev Shabbos, we're just letting you light earlier. But the amount of time it has to last is for a half hour after that. The Shulchan Aruch says, another nafkamina would be if the candle goes out. So in general, if a candle goes out, you don't have to relight it. You can if you want, but you don't have to relight it. But if Erev Shabbos it blows out, the Shulchan Aruch adds, you still don't need to relight it, even if it's still day, because you were Yotze when you lit. The Taz says, if you weren't Mekabel Shabbos yet, then you should relight it. So that would probably depend on this question also. If it's that the time didn't change, you just have no choice, so then you should probably relight it. But if it's that the time changed, so then just as during the week if you light, you don't, and it goes out, you don't have to relight it. So to now, you fulfilled your mitzvah, you're done. So that's what we would say, that when we're lighting earlier, so it would seem like we're just saying that it has the rules of the rest of the week. The Dibros Moshe discusses this, whether it needs to last 30 minutes or not, based on this machlokes. But again, for this section, just to summarize, when we allow you to light earlier on Erev Shabbos, and even the Rambam would allow that, so are we saying that we're changing the time during the week it's this time, but Erev Shabbos it's this time? Or are we saying, in a case of need, we allow you to light earlier? And the nafkamina would be the rest of Hanukkah, if we allow you to do that, and how long it needs to last, and if it goes out, would you need to relight? When should you light on Erev Shabbos? So, in Ramah Beit Shemesh, we are noheg like Yerushalayim, that we accept Shabbos 40 minutes early. So does that mean that your wife should light candles 40 minutes early and you're going to be lighting Hanukkah candles 45 minutes before Shkia or 50 minutes before Shkia? Is that really what should be done? So it does not appear that anyone says that. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says used to light on Erev Shabbos 25 minutes before Shkia. And the Luach Eretz Yisrael, it says, light 25 minutes before Shkia. The Moedim Uzmanim, Rishterbach, it's this one? Yeah, he brings from the Brisker Rav. He says, Be'erev Shabbos, Tamanu al amina bi'ir kodesh lahadlik be'erev Shabbos gam kein b'chol erev Shabbos arba'im minut lifnei hashkia yesh lachash b'ner Chanukah she'en yotzen gam b'diyeved mukdam kokach. It's too early erev Chanukah on Chanukah. You can't light 40 minutes before shkia. Lo hitiru elu samach l'shkia she'yafshar acharkach. When do they let you light? They let you light the latest that you possibly can. When we're saying that you could move it up, so you could only move it up as much as you need to move it up. Va'ikar lizar lahadlik samach l'shkia. You should do it as close as possible to Shkia. Al kol panim toch chatzi sha'a l'shkia. V'shamati shagam, the Brisker Rav, tama alamatim in kol kach. So therefore, it would appear that even if in general we're knowing to accept Shabbos 40 minutes, your wife might light Chanukah Shabbos candles 40 minutes before Shkia on a regular Shabbos, she should not do so on Shabbos Chanukah. It should be within a half hour. The Moshe in source number 3 says, Apa Shabbos Chanukah, Kevin de Madlikin Ner Chanukah, Kodim Ner Shabbos, Ein Lo Lashanum Shashil Ner Chanukah, Bahalak B'Icher Zman. You shouldn't push off too much. Kevin de Apkshi Yacher Ma'ad, Yosa Harelo, Tia Lagas Ner Chanukah. No matter what, you're not going to end up lighting Ner Chanukah at the right time. Bizman and Nikva Bechol, Ubehecher Sherlav Shabbos, Nasu Chachamim, Mitchilas Takanas Chachamim, Mamitzas, Alakas Ner, Zman Mukdam, Bimosachol, In Chimuk Beisamuk Ma'ad Yosa, Lisman Shabachol. Oh, Rachel. Says for Moshe, you have to be careful the other way also. Don't push it off too late. Don't try and say, I'm going to try and light Shabbos candles as close as possible so that I could accept Shabbos as late as possible so I could light Hanukkah candles as late as possible, as close to Shkia. And I see you're not going to get close at Shkia anyway, so don't push it off. So in Eretz Yisrael, we're worried about not doing it too early, and in America, we're worried about not doing it too late. So we should try and find some happy medium of the ideal time to light on Erev Shabbos. So that's all in terms of Erev Shabbos. Then we get to Motzai Shabbos. So which do we light first on Motzai Shabbos? Do you do Chanukah candles first, or do you do Abdullah? So there's reasons to do both. The Taz says, so we could see in the Mishnah Berurah, but because of time, we won't read it inside. The Taz says, the reason to, what should you do first? We have a rule. How do we know when to do something, what to do first? Tadir v'sheino, tadir kodem. So since Abdullah is more common, we should do Abdullah before Chanukah candles. The Trumas Adeshen says no. We should do Chanukah candles first because Afuke Yomam Achrinan Le. We want to push off ending Shabbos as much as possible. Let's push off Abdullah as much as possible. So we'll do Chanukah candles first, and then we'll end Shabbos with Abdullah. What's the problem with that logic? Right? What else is the problem with that logic? Pushing off Shabbos as much as possible. We're going to light Chanukah candles first and then do Abdullah.
Shabbos,
how are you lighting Chanukah candles? So what does it mean, Afuke Yomam Achrin Amlei, that we try and push off Shabbos as much as possible? So the languages of different poskim are interesting. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, it's Kavod Shabbos to push off Abdullah even. Rav Nevinsol says, lo nifrad legamrei mishabbos. You haven't ended Shabbos completely yet until you make Abdullah. And the Elia Rabba says, yesh ruach kedushas nishmas ha-shabbos adayin. There's some type of kedusha that still exists until you make Abdullah. Just interesting because, you know, you can make Abdullah until Tuesday, so does that mean that this Kedusha really extends that far? I don't know, but that's how you would still have this logic of, we want to push off Shabbos as much as possible, extend Shabbos, even though you're still doing Malacha. Avnei Nezer says, it's a contest of Kol HaMekudosh Mechavero. And Chanukah candles are more Kadosh because you're commemorating the menorah. Some say that we should decide based on mitzvah overes. So there's reasons to do each one. So in Shul, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Tafresh Pei Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, Madlikin Ner Chanukah beBeis HaKnesses Kodem Abdullah. In Shul, we do Ner Chanukah first, and then we make Abdullah. That's what we do in Shul. Ner Chanukah first, and then Abdullah. And the Ramah says, V'kol Shekein beBeiso, Shemadlik V'achar Kach Ma'abdil. Says the Ramah, and at home also, you should first do Neros Chanukah, and then do Abdullah. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there's opinions both ways, and the last line of the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Pei Aleph, the last line, the short line at the end says, Ubebayis, Da'avid Kamar Avid, Uda'avid Kamar Avid. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you could choose what you want to do. Da'avid Kamar Avid, Uda'avid Kamar Avid, because there are opinions both ways. So in Shul, we should light Neros Chanukah first, and then Abdullah, but at home, there's opinion both ways. Why is Shul different? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach said it's because in Shul, lighting Chanukah candles is a minug. And when it's only a minug, so we want, since it's a minug, and we want to show the chavivas of the minug, so we do that first. Just like Shir HaShirim comes before Kriyas HaTorah. And Koheles comes before Kriyas HaTorah. Why? Because we want to show the love that we have for the minug of reading Shir HaShirim, and the love that we have the minug of reading Koheles. So too, we want to show the love we have for the minug of Neros Chanukah in a shul, so we do that first. Megillas Esther is not a minug. It's a mitzvah. And therefore, Megillas Esther comes after Kriyas HaTorah. Because this concept only applies by Minhagim. So that's why, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, we do Neros Chanukah first in shul. So what should we do at home, though? There's opinions both ways. So there's no minug Eretz Yisrael, like by Erev Shabbos or anything else like that, because there really are opinions both ways. Rosh Shlomo Zalman would light candles before Havdalah, just like the Ramah. The Luach Eretz Yisrael brings that the Prushim of Yerushalayim would do Ner Chanukah first, because that's what the Vilna Gaon says. The Vilna Gaon says that you should first do, in the Maaseh Rav, the Vilna Gaon says, first do Ner Chanukah and then Havdalah. The Piskei Tshuva though says, Rome Poskim say to do Havdalah first. The Chazon Ish says Havdalah first. Rav Nevensol, not going like his Rebbe Yerushalayim Zalman, says to do Havdalah first. Shmuel Kamenetsky says that if there's no minig in the family, you should do Havdalah first. So I think that's what most people do. Most people that I know do Havdalah first. I don't know if it's because they're family minig or just because logically it makes sense to us that we should end Shabbos first and then their Chanukah. But either way, it really is a case of Uda Avid Kamar Avid, Uda Avid Kamar Avid, that you get to pick which way. I once heard a nice vort from Rav Twersky on why this is the case, that you could pick either way. That he said that Chanukah is the Yontif of initiative, because the whole miracle was because the Chashmonaim took the initiative to be Moser Nefesh. So since they took the initiative to be Moser Nefesh, so then Hashem did this part as well. And so we commemorate their initiative with our own initiative in deciding how to fulfill the mitzvah, obviously within a certain framework, but that's why we decide we want to do it Mahadrim in a Mahadrim. We could do Neri Shubei, so that would be fine, light one candle for the house, but we decide, we take the initiative to do more. And same thing here, even in deciding how the halacha should be, if we're given options, so we have the opportunity to take the initiative and decide the Avid Kamar Avid, we get to pick which one we want to do. But again, if you have a family minhag, so then you should do one of them. But if not, so in general, it would seem like Havdalah would come first, even though there's clear opinions on both sides. And the interesting takeaway of the concept of Afuke Yom Ma'achrin Amlei, that Shabbos doesn't really end until you actually make Havdalah, which relates to the next topic, the final topic, is the Rabbeinu Tam. Keeping Rabbeinu Tam, when you have Motzei Shabbos Chanukah. So some people, depends how you go about keeping Rabbeinu Tam. Some people, when they keep Rabbeinu Tam, they're just not doing Malacha D'Oraisas. They're trying to be Machmir for the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. So they won't do Malacha D'Oraisas until the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam. But they'll have Daven Marav already. So they said Atachan Antanu already. But they're not going to do Abdullah yet. So they're still extending Shabbos. So if you're doing that, where you're just being Machmir for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, so then Chanukah lighting would seem to take precedence over just the Machmir of Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what Shlomo Zalman says. Shlomo Zalman says, even though every Motzei Shabbos, and Elichah Shlomo says, every Motzei Shabbos for Shlomo Zalman would wait till Rabbeinu Tam, Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, he would light candles before Rabbeinu Tam, because it's not the Ikar Adin. He would just do it L'chumra. And he would, it says in Elichah Shlomo that he wouldn't let people walk him home that night, because he knew it would hold him up. And he wanted to get home. He would rush home 35, 40 minutes after Shkia to be able to light him, for sure not later than 50. And he would talk about how the Gedol Yerushalayim used to run home to light Motzei Shabbos. When I asked Rav Miller about it, he said that the concept of Rabbeinu Tam never really existed in Eretz Yisrael, because the Vilna Gaon is the Vilna Gaon. And as we saw last week by Vishamru, most of the Minhagei Eretz Yisrael are based on Vilna Gaon. So none of them would be Machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. And then some people started coming, maybe from America, wherever it would be, and bringing Rabbeinu Tam with them. So then some people started being Machmir on it. But again, if it's only being Machmir, so then it's not such a big deal. But Rav Nevensol lights, at least they bring, and Rav Nevensol Sefer, that he would light at Rabbeinu Tam because he was Choshish for Rabbeinu Tam Medina. The Brisker Rav also said, if you're Choshish Medina, so then you should wait. Orchus Rabbeinu says that the Stipler used to light a couple minutes before Rabbeinu Tam, but he would try and wait. And Rishul Kamenetsky says that if you're always Machpin on Rabbeinu Tam, then you should wait until the end of Rabbeinu Tam. And Moshe also, in Source number 4, says, "Dechem Motzai Shabbos, Aser Lahaduk Ner Chanukah, Kodem Achamishim Minit, Ule'elu Shem Amtinim Bechom Motzai Shabbos, Arachar Ayin Beis, Kafi Arai Lebnei Torah, V'yirei Hashem Yisbarach." For those people that generally wait 72 minutes, meaning the Rabbeinu Tam, which is what you should do, says Rav Moshe, they shouldn't rush and end Shabbos earlier in order to light Ner Chanukah. Because even if you're generally noig like the Gra, if you're noig like Rabbeinu Tam by Shabbos, so then you should be noig like Rabbeinu Tam by Shabbos. That's what he says to do. The Maaseh Rav, again, the Vilna Gaon, would make Havdalah 25 minutes after Shkia, and then light 30 minutes after Shkia. So much so that the Ber Halacha in Reish Sadi Gimel says you have to be careful not to do it too early on Motzei Shabbos. But again, it would seem to be a split, most likely, between America and Eretz Yisrael. That in Eretz Yisrael, most people that are being machmir for Rabbeinu Tam are just doing it b'toras chumra, not that they think it's meikar adin. Whereas in America, as Rav Moshe says, it's roi l'bnei Torah and yirei Hashem Yisbarach to be machmir on Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, they should probably wait until afterwards in order to light Nera Shabbos. There's one more point before we summarize related to the next Shabbos that's just unique, and that's the discussion of three Sifrei Torah, because it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so we take out three Sifrei Torah.
We take out one.
So, ideally, the first one we read the Parsha with six Aliyahs, with the regular Parsha, and then the second one would be Rosh Chodesh because of Tadir, and then you put the third Sefer next to it on the Bima, and you say Chatzi Chadesh, and read Chanukah from that, and the Haftorah of Chanukah because of Persumei Nisa. If you don't have three Sifrei Torah, and you only have two, so by Simchas Torah, the Rama says that you use the first Sefer for the third Kriya. So you do one Sefer, then the next one for Rosh Chodesh, and then you use the first Sefer for Chanukah. What do you do if you only have one Sefer Torah? So then you should do the regular order. But it's interesting to note that the Aderes says that you would actually go in order of what it is in the Sefer Torah. So you read Parshas, right? The weekly Parsha, okay? No, and then you would have to read Chanukah because it's Naso. And then you would do Pinchas for Rosh Chodesh. So that's what the Adara says. I don't think we're really nohig like that. What? Ah, so then what do you do for the Haftorah? So if you read Chanukah in the second Sefer, and you read Chodesh from the third, if you do that, so then you would still do the Haftorah of Chanukah. Is it brought in the Mishnah Berurah? No, it's not, because he says, "My disalat minay." I think I saw this in Ishei Yisrael. He brings that even if you make a mistake and you read Rosh Chodesh last instead of Chanukah last, you would still do the Haftorah of Chanukah, because there's two reasons why we say to do the Haftorah of Chanukah. One is because my desalik mine, it's the last thing that you read. But the other reason is because of Persumei Nisa. So we said that the Persumei Nisa aspect overrides the my desalik mine, so you do the Haftorah of Chanukah anyway, even if you do Rosh Chodesh last. Either way, we're not doing that anyway. Right, we're gonna go in the regular order. You'll just have to roll more. But I don't know. This is what was brought in Ishei Yisrael, so I don't know. But again, Ishei Yisrael is, I call it the Bible of Hilchos Tefillah. Came out when I was in yeshiva, and like everyone bought it. It's a big red fat safer. The guy who wrote it, something with a pay or a fey, and it's very good. So just to summarize, davening mincha on Erev Shabbos, Chanukah, should try and daven mincha first, but if you can't, so you would probably rely on the poskim who said that you could daven afterwards, and the two reasons why we should try and daven early, which comes first and why, that we light Chanukah candles first and then their Shabbos to be choshish for the sheet of the Bahag, and even though it doesn't really apply to men, maybe al pisod, or because of the chavivas or persumei nisa, or because our wives are being yotzei with us, so with achila it's better to do it. How long did the Chanukah candles have to last on Erev Shabbos, and the lumbus behind it, when to light, to try not do it 40 minutes before, even though that's what we would normally do on a regular Shabbos. A Motzei Shabbos, which one comes first? In Shul, we would do Ner Chanukah first, and then Abdallah. But at home, most people would probably end up doing Abdallah first, but the Avid Kamara, but Avid Kamara, but and what that tells us about the Yom Tov of Chanukah, what you should do in terms of being Machmen on Rabbeinu Tam, and then this special Shabbos of three Sifrei Torah.